Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier, and this is an audio for the autumn equinox 2018. An invite in and welcome earth, water, fire, and spirit. I'd like to acknowledge that as above, so below, as within, so without. And welcome all of the guides and the teachers and the healers that work with you and work with me and all the spirits of nature that are coming alive and interacting with us and offering us their medicine. We welcome you at this time of incredible beauty and incredible, Carolyn Casey calls it a time of dire beauty. Which I like that. I like some of her words. Anyway, so I've just returned back from a journey to Ireland, and I have been awake for a couple of days. So my intention is to deliver this to you in a way that is clear and understandable, and that I bring my presence, and that this is somehow helpful and supportive for you. And I was on a journey with other medicine women, about 20 medicine women and medicine makers from around the country, gathered in Ireland for a journey to deeply nourish one another and ourselves, and to connect with that beautiful land and the natural world there. And I went for my own needing space and time for my own healing, and I do my best healing when I am immersed in nature, and I was really delighted to be a part of such a group of women and to be able to interact and dive, you know, merge with such big, beautiful, natural energies. I went with a group called Wild Roots Ireland, and I thought it was amazing. It was wonderful, and it was just so pleasant and nourishing to be in a group of women who are healers and medicine makers. And when I say medicine makers, I mean people who make your medicine, people who go out and collect the plants and gather them and turn them into medicinal elixirs. Women who have schools and women who have stores and women who make medicines professionally in their practices and also for their friends and their families. And I just felt very blessed to be in this group and felt nourished every day by all of the presences of the women I was with. And I'm sending this audio out to them, so again, I want to say loved being with you, and also hope that your journeys home were safe and filled with ease and grace. So on the bus, I gave them a talk and promised to send out the audio. So here it is. For those of you who are new, I'm just going to give a very brief, just a few minutes overview of the turning of the ages. And those of you who've listened to my recordings before, it'll just be very brief, and then I'll get into the very specifics about this equinox. So the widest possible angle and viewpoint of the sacred timings that we're in. There's clock time and there's sacred time. And the mysteries of as above and as they reflect in our world, the below, we're in a really interesting time. We are at the beginning and the end of a 26,000-year cycle. And it's not as if this beginning and ending happens in the blink of an eye or happens in 2012. It's actually a multi-generational process. We are completing literally the end of an era, the end of an epoch. And we are the seed people who are seeding in the new energies. So bringing in new ways of being and new ways of healing and new ways of bringing beauty into the world while we hold space for a world that is crumbling, falling apart, and where there's a lot of poison from the last epoch being released to be healed. As we know as healers, that when you give medicine, when love comes in, everything that doesn't align with that moves out. And sometimes it can be a big ugly pus. sometimes it can be a cough or a fever or a skin rash or diarrhea or vomiting. And you could say that that's what's happening now in our culture. In 1987, we had the harmonic convergence, which was when we were really acknowledging culturally that the winter solstice sun was lined up to galactic center. So what is galactic center? Almost every indigenous culture had a name for it. The Mayans called it Hunabku, and the Greeks called it the Golden Gate. And we call it the black hole. And out of the black hole is birthed universes and planets and just this immense creative force. The Greeks felt that this is where the gods, the home of the gods, the divine energy emanates from this creating, you know, and when the winter solstice sun lines up to that place, well, that can only happen every 26,000 years, but it doesn't happen for 1 year only. It's happening for about 70 years with a wake of about 144 years. So we have between, you know, now and almost like to 70, we're in this, but we're really in it intensely from 1987 to 2032, something like that. I don't have those exact, but the point is that our whole lives, we're in this time of immense change, and we are the transition team. Our children are the transition team. Their children are the transition team, helping to transition us from a culture that is based on domination and separation to a culture that is moving into partnership with all life and honoring all life, and bringing all of the lessons that we've learned from that separation, from that time of separation. And so the solstices and equinoxes are really powerful times when there is just a massive amount of energy moving this process along, particularly at winter solstice, when we can really watch the sun track across the sky during the day and know that that sun is transmitting the love frequencies, the divine energies from galactic center. But we can connect to that energy whenever we want. Ceremonially, solstices and equinoxes are really important times because the energetics really shift. Just like imagine this, the sun doesn't move. You know, it's not rising and setting in its own life. It's rising and setting in our lives because of the way the earth is twirling on its axis. And so we experience the sun rising and setting. The sun just experiences herself blazing her love and her light all the time. But we can really know that during the daytime, it feels really different than at night. The energies really change because our relationship to the sun has changed. And so these astrological alignments, I'm giving you that example of the sun because it's something that we can all feel. So these astrological alignments, so for example, this weekend, the equinox, the sun is tracking along the Earth's equator. And when it does that, we have equal days and nights. Whether in the northern hemisphere, we are in autumn and we're moving into winter. In the southern hemisphere, they're moving into spring. But in both hemispheres, we're experiencing an equal amount of sunlight and darkness. And we are moving into we are moving into the sign of Libra. And when the sun tracks along the equator, it shifts the magnetic field of the earth. The magnetic field temporarily goes down, and the veil between the worlds becomes thin. And that happens at the autumn equinox, and it happens at the spring equinox, and something else really special happens at the winter solstice and summer solstice that can be felt and experienced. And for those of you who listened to my audio about the eclipses this summer, I said something like, when we move into September, and particularly around the eclipse, it's going to be a lot of things happening. And things will really be moving forward. And I felt that particularly with our political stuff, that things were really going to be moving very rapidly towards, I believe, the dissolution of this presidency. Things really, but I'm not here to predict the future. I'm here to share with you how you can participate with these natural cycles to support your own evolution and growth and healing. So during the equinox, we have this portal, this gateway that opens. And the solstices and equinoxes happen when the sun moves into 0 degrees in the autumn, 0 degrees Libra in the winter, 0 degrees Capricorn in the spring, 0 degrees Aries, and in the summer, 0 degrees Cancer. These are the householder energies. These are energies that have to do with our culture, our world, how we interact with the world, and initiating action. So the solstices and equinox initiate a new season. So there's a huge amount of energy. And while the sun is aligned at galactic center at the winter solstice, it's squaring during the spring and autumn equinoxes. So it is constellating this big energy into the world at the same time that our magnetic field is lowered and the veil between the worlds is down, and we're really able to access other realities, the ancestors, the spirits of nature, our the divine energies, which we're always able to access. We don't need to wait for solstices and equinoxes, but it's even more potent. And so it's a very good time for ceremony. And I like to do these audios because the birthday and the energies around the solstices and equinoxes really deliver the energy of the season that we are birthing in to the season, the energies that are really around at this time. So I want to share with you, what is the chart looking like? So we're at this shift of the ages, this 26,000 year shift. And it's a big time. And you are all here because you volunteered to be here, because what an exciting time to help with this shift. But the way we do it is we, our own lives, you know, we are transforming and transmuting those aspects of ourselves that are not operating out of kindness and love and compassion, or that are still, or that are operating in a state of separation. And we are returning to our true nature and returning to the awareness and living a life where we are caring about and connected to all life, including ourselves, and more kind of downloading our own higher self into every cell of our body, and downloading that aspect of ourself that is divine, and merging it with that aspect of ourself that is human, and holding the compassion for our journey. This isn't always easy. Joanna Macy talks about the Great Turning and talks about 3 stages of it. And they're all happening simultaneously, although one is quickly eroding. One is business as usual, everything's okay, thinking that everything's fine, nothing's going on. I think that most people, that's not that active right now. And the other thing that's happening in the Great Turning is the dissolving and the dismantling of those old structures that aren't working. And the third thing that's happening is regeneration, creating a regenerative culture. And because the dismantling process is happening at the same time that we are creating new ways of being with each other and new ways of being with the world, and, you know, really allowing all of nature to come alive. And as Michelle Smallwright says, behaving as if the God in all life mattered, living our lives, bringing, how do we heal the world as we become like nature, because nature knows how to heal herself. And she has so much wisdom to share with us. And, there's so many projects happening around the world that are incredibly inspiring and transformative. I really love the Village Repair Project in Portland that's spreading, village building that's spreading around the world, that really is bringing some of these principles that I just talked about and putting them into direct action, planting gardens, You know, I was one of the women who was on our trip has a clinic called Herbalista. And what it is, and I'm not sure I'm saying all the words correctly, Herbalista, she makes remedies, flu remedies and herbal remedies, and brings them into places where they are homeless and, or I guess in Ireland, as they call the unhoused, and offers her medicine. And one of the things that we were doing is in Ireland in the evenings, on just a couple of the evenings, we were helping make some of those medicines, flu, cold and flu remedies. And that is an example of that restoration, that repairing the world. And there's so many inspiring things happening. We don't hear about them in the paper, but our job is to find our right place to be, to bring our medicine through during this time. We can't do it without actually healing ourselves, and that process can be painful. You know, it's impossible to be alive right now and not feel the grief of what's happening to the planet and to marginalized peoples. And I'm from North Carolina, and I came home right after the hurricane hit. And, you know, it's, you know, there are no words to describe the sadness, as we are really being, awakened by climate change all over the world. In any case, back to our story about the eclipse. I mean, blah, blah, blah. Well, I will talk about the eclipse. The eclipse, I did a whole, audio on the eclipses, and you can go to my website and listen to them. I'm not going to repeat it, but I will just say that the eclipses really brought in a vast amount of energy. They eclipsed some of the old storylines and brought in a lot of new energy. And at the same time, there were all these planets retrograde. And so it really felt like many, many people just felt like they were getting really deeply rearranged and couldn't quite, and didn't really know what to do. And what's happening with this equinox is the energy's coming in to help us get more grounded and settled and moving forward and birthing some of the new energy that has really downloaded into our systems into the world. And now that Mercury and Saturn, and Mars are moving in a forward direction, it is easier to manifest and bring forth into the world. And that is what we see happening. And this equinox is furthering and really amplifying that, because we are birthing a new season. That birth energy is just this powerful forward movement direction. So what is happening around this equinox? Well, the sun on Saturday is moving into 0 degrees Libra. Libra is the scales of justice. Libra is balance point, is about harmony, relationship, bringing all people into the circle of life, and not even just bringing all beings, all living beings, and even the invisible ones into the circle, and welcoming everyone, welcoming all points of view, really birthing, moving us more and more in the direction of conscious, equal, non-hierarchical relationships with all of life. That is the optimal expression of Libra that we are moving into in this next phase of human evolution that will take generations to actually see be the operating manual. And as I said, we're healing ourselves and we're healing our world so that we can get there. So that's the sun sign is in Libra, relationship, being in right relationship to all of life. And opposite the sun, we have Chiron. Chiron is at 0 degrees Aries. And squaring it and forming a triangle is Saturn. That is Saturday, September 22nd. Now, Monday, September 24th, we have a full moon in Aries, which is the same triangle, but with, so I want you to imagine the base of the triangle on one end is the sun shining. And Mercury actually is with the Sun. Mercury is our communication. At the other base of the triangle is Chiron, the healer, the teacher, the wounded healer, the medicine maker, the avatar, the bringer of miracles, but also the bringer of our deepest fracture points and wounded places, all of that. And at the tip of the triangle is Saturn. Saturn brings is the creative encounter with boundaries, limitations, and obstacles that are designed to kind of pressurize us to grow and to bring something into form, to birth something new, to learn and grow from our mistakes, to move beyond that which has been, and to create a new form. And so we've got this triangle. And on Monday, where Chiron is, the moon clicks in. And so it's this really powerful dynamic, and I will explain in English what that means. So Chiron moved into Aries this spring in April, and will be at in 0 degrees Aries in April, 0 degrees Aries now, and then one more time in February. And whenever a planet is at a 0 degree point, particularly Aries, which is the spring equinox gateway point, it's highly, 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 highly energized. And so this week around the equinox, you can see what's happening in our world with Kavanaugh's confirmation of all of the old wounds coming up around women and justice, lack of justice. Will all of the voices be brought to the table? Will all of the voices be heard? Those old wounds of around power and justice and who gets to determine all of that is right in our face. And at the same time, what's right in our face is climate change as we are experiencing these hurricanes right in the middle of hurricane season. So Chiron was a centaur. He was half human and half God. So his body was a human body, and his top was a human top, but his body was a horse's body. And he was half human, half God. And as the story goes, he was an amazing teacher of healers, and an amazing healer, and astrologer, and herbalist, and numerologist, and dream interpreter, and you name it. He was the master. And he trained other people, and he was an amazing mentor. And where Chiron appears in our chart is where our deepest wounds are, but also our deepest medicine, because we distill elixir from our wounds when we are conscious, when we are consciously healing. That is what we are doing. That is what we are wanting to do. And that is what Chiron is assisting us with. Who wants to go to a healer who's never been down and out, right? Who's never been sick, who's never had to take their own medicine? And there are also those parts of us as human beings that, you know, they just hurt. You know, there are certain things that we're not going to just wave some magic wands and have some of our deepest fracture points disappear, and that the medicine is actually in bringing our presence to those aspects, those places inside of us that are wounded and crying out for love and compassion and understanding. It's bringing our own presence and our own inner divinity into those places that creates the space for us to realize we're not those wounds, we're not that vortex. There's something bigger that is us. And with Chironic healing, it's touching those places that are bigger than the pain and that can hold the pain in that big, big love and that big, big presence. And understand that we all have those places that are messed, you know, I'm just going to say the word, like, messed up and fractured and wounded, and no one is perfect. And in a Chiron process, it's embracing that and loving that within ourselves. Bringing compassion and kindness and forgiveness is the medicine in a Chiron process. And when animals are sick, they shake and they lick their wounds and they go into their little caves and they cover up. You know, when we get sick, we tend to try and push through it. That doesn't work very well. So in a Chiron process, it's like really allowing yourself to move into those spaces and allow your vulnerability to come up. And so, and allow that magical medicinal elixir to touch those into those places that you have opened up. You've opened up that space for the deep medicine of divine love or love of nature and plants or whatever medicine you're working with. It's always the same. Ultimately, it's always love and compassion and forgiveness is the root of the medicine. But it may come through a conversation. It may come through movement. It may come through sound or color or through the plants or through curling up in a little ball and crying. Whatever it takes. Chiron will show us our deepest fracture points. So that is the energy of this equinox and this full moon that's happening on Monday, is the exposure of our fracture points culturally and the energy coming in to heal those wounds, to bring in that elixir. So Chiron, the story goes, was trotting through the woods on his way to a party, and Hercules was drunk and shooting poison arrows into the woods, and it hit Chiron in the foot, and he was wounded, and that poison went into his system, and because he was human, he could not get that poison out of his system and was feeling the effects of it. But because he was half divine, he wasn't going to die. And so he became known as the wounded healer. But he's much more than that. He's also this phenomenal teacher and incredible healer. And in any case, he ended up freeing Prometheus from the underworld where vultures were eating his liver. Prometheus, remember, brought fire from the gods to humans, and they got mad at him, the gods, and they put him in, you know, the underworld with vultures eating his liver, and Chiron freed him out of compassion. And the gods took sort of softening to Chiron and immortalized him forever and gave him a constellation, and he is very powerful. I'm sure that many of you have strong Chiron in your chart. You're not all going through a Chiron process right now. People who have like 28 degrees of Pisces, Virgo, Sagittarius, or Gemini, all the way into like 3-4 degrees Capricorn, Cancer, Libra, Aries, are personally in a Chiron process. And this equinox and full moon is really constellating that for you, wherever you are in that process. For some people, it's you're in the process of making your medicine and distilling that elixir. And for some people, you're like really going as deeply as you can into those fractured places. And some people are trying really hard to pretend it isn't happening. I will use as an example our president. Again, I will borrow from Carolyn Casey, who calls him Trumpelstiltskin. I like that very much. His Venus, his relationship to the feminine, to love, is experiencing, is at 4 degrees Cancer. And he has Saturn opposite, which is he's and money. He's experiencing boundaries, limitations, obstacles. He's experiencing having to answer for his actions with Saturn there. And Chiron is this, his wounds being exposed. Maybe not to him, but to the rest of the world. I don't know if the planets can't make us open up to vulnerability, but we can see what's happening with him around his money, feeling unloved, really hitting boundaries and obstacles and consequences, or trying to work his way around that. I don't think he's going to be able to with this going on. And in our culture, we're certainly seeing it now. And I don't want you to be like, oh no, is that going to, you know, if I'm in a Chiron process, is that going to happen to me? If you are consciously working on distilling a medicine from your wounds and really doing the work, Chiron cycles can be some of the most productive healing processes ever. Miracle healings can happen. Miracle healings in the way of self-acceptance and self-love, as well as amazing breakthroughs. And also gaining capabilities as a teacher or healer or mentor for others happen in Chiron cycles along and learning from our fumbles, learning from our woundedness, learning how to move beyond the effects of those wounds and transforming them so that we can help other people. Most healers have had powerful, experiences in their life of experiencing being wounded, and that has brought them to the healing path. And what they've learned, they bring into their practices, or we bring into our practices, and it's a never-ending process. You know, it's not like that happens once and then you're done and poof. You know, it's this process of constantly going deeper and deeper, finding more and more healing and balance and beauty and vulnerability and humility as well, and bringing that into our lives. So that's the energy that's happening at this seasonal time of the year. It is all in the service of bringing about more justice. Chiron in Aries, Chiron moved into Aries in April and will be there for 7 years, moving back briefly into Pisces for a little bit before moving backwards, spend a few months in Pisces before moving back into Aries in February. But Aries is all about that aspect of the goddess that is all about being a mama bear protector, protecting what you love, protecting the beauty that's in the world, protecting those people that need protection. It is about standing up for justice, this fierce aspect of the feminine that is courageous and fiery and ignites change, and protecting all that is sacred. And bringing in those frequencies of light. Aries is a fire planet that likes to operate quickly. And over the next 7 years, we will probably see enormous breakthroughs and changes in medicine. Number one, seeing even more some of the places that need to be changed in our medical system, but also breakthroughs in technology around healing with light, healing with frequency, healing with color, healing with sound, healing with plants, very rapid healings, as well as seeing some rapid pathogens coming in. Every 50 years, Chiron is in Aries, and we do tend to have flu pandemics when Chiron is in Aries. So, but that's not all that this is about. That may happen over the next 7 years, but we can also really expect to see some massive breakthroughs around healing. When Chiron was discovered in 1977, that's the birth of like the holistic health movement in our country happened, when that, asteroid was discovered. And now, almost 50 years later, we have, Chiron bringing all of the wisdom that's been garnered over the past 50 years much very rapidly into the culture and moving it forward. So that's something that we can expect. But in terms of the where we are now with the equinox, with the sun and Libra, the scales of justice opposite, you know, Chiron and Aries, it's really all about that rising up of the feminine, fierce warrior feminine energy that's standing up for justice, the mama bear, protecting all that she loves and pulling that up in the culture. And Saturn standing there saying, this ends now. We are changing this. And here are the consequences. Here are the boundaries. Here are the limitations. Here's some climate, you know, here's what happens when you dump too much carbon in the atmosphere. You know, you can't get away from it. You can't get away from the consequences of this. And yet we can create amazing innovations as a result of waking up to this. We still have the opportunity to create those changes that are truly healing. And part of that is becoming more like what we love, becoming more like the natural world that knows how to heal. And Chiron is really being constellated in with Saturn there. Saturn brings things into the physical world. births new phases of life. And we have Chiron, this healing energy being, but it's not like a sweet whispering. It's intense, fiery, dynamic, warrior, protector. She's asking us to really look at those places inside each one of us where we are separate from love, and to bring that wholeness in, and to do that from a place of integrity. And so we're seeing this craziness played out in the world right now around this old energy that is connected to the masculine in all of us, the old patriarchal energies, and how it lives in all of us, asserting itself very powerfully and dynamically all over the place in ways that are very frightening and wounding. And at the same time, you have this energy, this fierce feminine rising up through all of us, and this healing energy rising up at this time where the sun is in Libra, asking us to look at how we can create more circles, more justice, more giving voice to all people, honoring and loving and acknowledging all people and all life. And so, as I said, we're living in a time where we're holding space for all of these things to happen all at once. We're experiencing the wounding and really the trauma, and we're also holding in ourselves that healing elixir and drinking of it and healing ourselves and bringing that medicine into the world. And it's a very dynamic time. It's a time of a lot of things moving forward as Saturn and Mars and Jupiter and Mercury have moved direct. Those planets are the planets that we call the middle world planets, the planets that really we can really work with to create. And so it's a really creative, dynamic time. It's also a time to think about how to be more connected to your communities. And that with Aries being opposite the Libra sun, Libra is about connection and community, and Aries kind of likes to go it alone. And so part of this is that, yeah, sometimes we need to be by ourselves and do things by ourselves. But there needs to be a balance between our connection to our communities and our families and our friends and our relationships, and our connection to that alone time and that alone creative process and that alone time to heal, and bringing that into balance, because this time of year is about bringing it all into balance. And that is one of the dynamics that is being asked to be brought into balance. So you ask yourselves, do I spend too much time alone? Do I spend not enough time alone? Are there any adjustments that I need to make? And as always, it's great to set intentions and celebrate and honor this beautiful seasonal gateway. Okay, thanks very much, and take care.